Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with our news stories on this second part of Chatterbox. Norwich's walk-in centre's future is secured as a new provider is awarded the contract. Amazing Grace helps to decorate a royal Christmas tree, and a volcanologist is bringing weaving back to Norwich for Christmas.
The future of Norwich's walk-in centre has been secured following the collapse of the organisation previously in charge. North Norfolk Primary Care, an alliance of GP practices, has been awarded a caretaker contract to take over the centre on Rouen Road. It will see the organisation absorb the contract held by One Norwich Practices, which was due to run this facility until March 2025, when it is due to be recommissioned. The arrangement also sees North Norfolk Primary Care take on the 10,000-strong patient list of the GP practice on the walk-in centre site and the vulnerable adults service. It comes following the collapse of One Norwich Practices, which revealed in October that financial struggles had forced it to relinquish the contracts for several services in the region. Meanwhile, Norfolk Community Health and Care, NHS Trust, has been awarded a caretaker contract to provide another of these services, the lymphedema service, until April 2026. Meanwhile, bosses are continuing to search for providers for other contracts held by ONP, which include a weight management service, home GP visits and school asthma screenings.
Red Wings Horse Sanctuary's Christmas animation for 2023 celebrates the life and legacy of Black Beauty's author Anna Sewell, who was born in Great Yarmouth. The video features a voiceover by Dame Joanna Lumley, who donated her services to the largest horse welfare charity in the UK. The launch also highlighted Red Wings' new fundraising edition of Black Beauty, the world-famous novel, which has been produced with the UEA Publishing Project and launched on the anniversary of its original publication date. Red Wings has sanctuaries at Caldecott near Great Yarmouth and Aylsham, and is the custodian of Anna Sewell House, the birthplace of the author, on Church Plain in Yarmouth. It has opened the historic building to the public, welcoming hundreds of visitors this year, including the Queen. Nicola Knight, Head of Communications and Campaigns at Red Wings, and a lifelong fan of Black Beauty, said, "This is the first time Black Beauty has directly raised funds for the animals Anna Sewell loves so much, and we are indebted to the UEA for the opportunity to work with them on this beautiful edition of the book, which we hope will make it into many a Christmas stocking. Dame Joanna Lumley's support on our animation is something we dreamed of, and we're so grateful for the generous gift of her time."
A city youngster has been made to feel like a princess as she joined the Queen Consort in decorating the Christmas tree at Clarence House. Grace Howes from Thorpe St Andrew was invited along with her mum Rebecca and Grace's nurse from Roald Dahl's Marvellous Children's Charity, of which Queen Camilla is a patron. The five-year-old has type 1 spinal muscular atrophy, a condition that causes severe weakness and deterioration of her muscles. Rebecca, Grace's mum, said, "Grace's condition affects everything in her body. Her respiratory system is very weak and vulnerable, so if she catches a common cold, she will most probably end up in hospital." The Howes family was told at the time of her diagnosis that she would not live past the age of 2. However, the family recently raised almost £30,000 to build equipment to improve Grace's quality of life. Roald Dahl's Marvellous Children's Charity helps to provide specialist nurses to care for more than 33,000 children living with serious and complex health conditions across the UK. Grace was one of the children supported by the charity who met Queen Camilla, as well as Father Christmas and his reindeer.
Norfolk's position as a centre for world-leading research has been put under threat due to the government's new visa rules, academics have said. The University of East Anglia and the director of the Sainsbury Lab, a Norwich-based plant sciences institute, have criticised the changes to skilled worker visas announced as part of a crackdown on immigration. They fear raising the income threshold could have a damaging effect on Norfolk's economy and will help hamper the ability to recruit future leaders in their fields. it was announced that people applying for this visa must earn a minimum of £38,700, an increase of 47.7% from £26,200, as part of efforts to slash legal migration. However, starting salaries for postdoctoral students are around £32,000, meaning they would not be eligible to work in the UK under the new rules. The University of East Anglia has said the number of international students applying to study in the UK are collapsing amid the changes, which include higher NHS surcharges and a review of the graduate visa programme. A spokesman said, overseas students boosted the UK economy by £41.9 billion in 21-22. Fewer international students would mean less money for our economy, and it would really hit a range of local businesses. The changes are part of a package of measures to come into force in spring 2024, which Home Secretary James Cleverly says will tackle exploitation across the immigration system.
A new pop-up on Norwich Market is selling handcrafted gifts straight from the volcanic regions of the Philippines. NGL Pagwican, owner of Lalahon, is a Filipino volcanologist living in Norwich who wanted to bring joy to the city in the form of woven gifts. In the Philippines, we start celebrating Christmas in September, NGL said. I arrived here in October, and this was like leaving the Philippines during Christmas, so I wanted to bring some Christmassy things here. Lalahon, in Filipino mythology, is the deity of fire, volcanoes and harvest, a fitting name considering all of the materials are taken from plants that grow well in volcanic soil. The woven goods, including shopping bags, water bottle holders and more festive items, including Christmas trees, angels and wreaths, are all hand-woven in Filipino villages that surround volcanoes. I want to make sure they come from the people who really make them, Angel said. Sometimes a third person will add more cost and weavers don't get what they deserve, so I get it directly from the villages. Lalahon's pop-up shop on Norwich Market closes on Christmas Eve.
Norfolk Police have issued a warning after reports that scammers posing as officers have been targeting people across the county. Multiple victims in Norfolk, including Breckland and South Norfolk, have been targeted by fraudsters pretending to be detectives. People receiving these calls are told that their bank accounts have been cloned and money has been taken from their accounts in an attempt to steal the information themselves. Norfolk Police are clarifying that they or a bank will never ask you to withdraw money or purchase items. Anyone who has received a similar telephone call can contact the force on 101, quoting Operation Radium.